Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And, boy, we have got an addictive show tonight for you. Boy, it's such an addictive show. I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost. Amy, how are you tonight?
My brain is all undone. I need it rewired.
I'm so glad because we've got the doctor. We've got the doctor in the house, Dr. Don Tassin. The addiction doctor is with us. He's going to talk about training your brain, changing your life, which I'm so excited about. And if you go to his website, which is looking at LV for Las Vegas, neurofeedback.com is his website. And, boy, Dr. Don's got all kinds of videos on there, all kinds of really wonderful information. And one thing that he has is this our brain rehab approach is restoring mental wellness in a safe, effective, efficient, and affordable way. We find the neurofeedback, brain training, and good nutrition supplements get your brain operating like a well-tuned machine. Train your brain, change your life. And that's something I really love. It is so affordable. I mean, you know, he's got sessions there for $125, and if you want to get into group sessions, it's only $50. So we've got some really good opportunities for that. So, hey, Dr. Don, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I have been waiting to get on here for a little bit, so it's great to be here.
Yeah. Great to have you. So can I kind of talk a little bit about one thing that you do that I think is really wonderful is you really work with the biofeedback. And you said one thing on your website that I was listening to with a couple of your YouTubes that you have, that the majority of people that go into any kind of a therapy situation, you were saying that, you know, like 65%, it winds up not being effective. But with the biofeedback, it gets up to 85%, almost 90%. And I'd love for you to talk about how did you get into that to begin with, and why is it wanting to be so effective for people?
Well, so I think I learned the most out of the failures of my primary profession, which is in the addictions field. I've been in the addictions field for about 25 years. I studied it in particular in my master's degree and my doctorate studies later on in my professional career. And I've been teaching it for several years. But from the very beginning in the addictions field, I really recognized, and the truth of it is, we don't do a very good job in treating addictions broadly and haven't for the last 80 years or so since we started learning how to treat addictions. And what I now know is most of that is because we try to treat cognition the way we think. We try to treat the way we pray and have spirituality. And for most people with addictive disorders, their brains are not suited yet for those types of treatments or therapies. But when we add neurofeedback or biofeedback, we call it EEG biofeedback or neurofeedback. It's also known as brain training is what I like to call it. Then we can increase our success rates from 25%, which is really where the field has set for the last 80 years. And we get results as high as 85% at the first year after treatment. And that we also know stays stable at about 80% 10 years after a person gets neurofeedback brain training. So what we're really doing is we're working with the organ of the brain that then gets everything else in synchronization so people can have impulse control where they won't go chasing their substance at the first whim, the first relapse, right? And they can, and then along the way, at the same time we're healing the rhythms of the brain involved in addictions, we typically resolve the other underlying mental health imbalances that look like ADHD, for example, or depression or anxiety. Those symptoms are often very closely related to addictions in and of themselves. We treat the whole organ of the brain very simply, actually. It's very simple to do and fun.
That's so amazing.
And fun. That's an important word. Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
One of the cool things about it, so I love being on Transformation Cafe simply because that's been my experience both in the journey to learning how to do what I do, but also in the lives of the families and individuals I've worked with for 25 years, is those who make it through the addictive cycles and into recovery experience a transformation that is absolutely remarkable in every regard, both the individuals and their families. And that's what's kept me in the business. But like I said, not enough of them get that opportunity to experience full recovery. So finding neurofeedback about 5 years ago and adding it to my private practice and then expanding to the broad mental health field, I get to see we get to see transformations every session because neurofeedback starts working so quickly in people's lives. Typically two sessions, they're starting to feel better. And by 30 to 50 sessions, they've had about 85 to 90% of their symptoms removed.
Mm. How did you wind up discovering about the biofeedback? How did that happen for you?
You know, I've been in the field for a long time, and even after my doctoral dissertation, which was in 12-step recovery and positive psychology, nobody has talked about in the academics or in the literature in the broad, nobody's talking about how we really treat the brain. Now, part of that, I got to believe, is because Big Pharma, what we know is Big Pharma has invested billions of dollars into advertising for drugs, and $0 in advertising or researching for things like holistic medicines and holistic ways to treat people without prescriptions, right? So there's a competing interest there to begin with. But we got about 40 years of scientific evidence behind us, too. And so for me, it was about not knowing that it was out there. And then I got invited to learn about it. And when I did, I teach at university still in the addictions field, so I have really paid attention to things that have evolved. And when I came across this, I really looked at the literature. And being in the addictions field, that's where I looked first because it was interesting to me. And I said, what? How can we get to 85% success rate? And that would just amaze me. I mean, anybody who's worked in the addiction field knows that number is like mystical. Nobody does 85%. We've accepted 35% is okay, right? And one out of three people we send to treatment is going to get well, right? And we don't talk about that treatment is very expensive. That one, we send somebody to a 90-day or 30-day residential treatment program here in Las Vegas. That treatment program minimum is $18,000 for a month.
Wow.
Minimum.
Wow.
And closer you get to where you're at, out in Orange County, it gets more expensive. Closer you get to Malibu, it gets up to $65,000 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
And insurance only pays for half of that. So when you look at the cost of treatment versus the success rate, it's just discouraging. It just doesn't make sense to me. It never has. So when I found neurofeedback, and so now – I'm a pretty cheap provider. There's about 40,000. I think there's probably about 40,000 neurofeedback providers in the nation right now. There's not very many of us here in Las Vegas. There's only about five of us board certified neurofeedback therapists here in Las Vegas. But the work we do, really, I mean, we can treat most mental health issues that people go to therapy for years and years and years. And yet at our clinic, which is a standalone neurofeedback clinic here in Las Vegas, we typically only see somebody for 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. And then they're gone and back to their lives, right? Their anxiety is gone.
That's how it should be, right?
Exactly, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, that should be.
Right. Getting the awareness out. I might be throwing a curveball here, but I'm going to throw this in here and see where we go with it. Robin and I do book clubs with Transformation Cafe. And a book that we both love that we did many, many years ago and redid recently was Codependent No More. And
exactly.
So what I'm feeling is, would this be good for people who are codependent?
So, yeah. I mean, so what I know
everybody.
About addictions and family of addictions is that everybody needs neurofeedback, right? So we
right.
see the same
mm-hmm.
thing in our returning war veterans. We see secondary post-traumatic stress disorder in the spouses of those returning from as wounded warriors, right? So it's the same thing with addictions. Addiction cycles in families leave wreckage for decades.
Yep.
The children suffer, the spouse suffers, the member suffers, generational suffering, right? And that all, so what we know most of all about brainwaves is the easiest way to get them out of rhythm is introduce some form of trauma to it.
Mm.
That throws the rhythms out very early in life or very late in life. It doesn't matter. And then once they get out, then the rest of the brain just tries to keep up. Tries to keep up getting enough sleep. Tries to keep up not being depressed, tries to keep up coping with what's going on with life. And that whole thing cascades into bad mental health, bad mental wellness.
So something I don't know, I don't know that you know, Dr. Don, I don't think we don't really know each other that well yet, but my father, Robin's father, he was a B-52 navigator, and there was a before Vietnam dad and an after Vietnam dad.
Exactly.
And we're still trying to come to grips with that, and alcohol became an issue. So I think, you know, and of course, which a lot of times it does, and I think that's one reason we are so committed to doing Transformation Cafe, and that's one reason I wanted to bring you on, because I think getting the awareness out, there are so many people who don't even realize that there's help for them.
Most people don't. I mean, so even accessing mental health care, I've been in the field for 25 years. I did a master's degree and a PhD in psychology, no less. And I teach in the addictions field, and nobody is talking about it. I even look at popular magazines like Psychology Today, for example. I saw an advertisement in there for a major Malibu treatment center, which will go unnamed, that advertised we take a neurological approach to our treatment programs, right? But they're not one, so there are neurological approaches, equine therapy, dog therapy, talk therapy, nature therapy, Zen meditation, yoga, da da da, right? Yes. And Tai Chi and Qigong. And yes, these are all neurological approaches, we think, because they should fix the neurology of the brain. But what about doing it directly with biofeedback, neurofeedback? We've known we can do this for 4 years, and the research in the addiction field is profoundly convincing. So why do we not have treatment centers including neurofeedback in a regular course of treatment? And then, so then you look at, well, I mean, I'm not going to speculate, but then there's money and the relapse cycles of people.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I've worked in the addiction field too. And if you fix that, a lot of people are not going to make the amount of money they're making.
Exactly. It decimates the treatment industry, which has been held tightly for a long time too. There's been some recent good news articles about Florida treatment centers and some deaths occurring down there because the halfway houses are dealing drugs through their residents, right? So, but my goal, with every individual that we see at our treatment center, at our neurofeedback center, is to not see them after 3 months. We want to get them gone and into their lives as fully as possible. And we find that most of the times it's pretty effective to do it in 3 to 4 months. We do neurofeedback brain training 2 to 3 times a week, and so it's just 30 to 50 session works out that way, but then people's issues are resolved. So what your question about codependency is, Absolutely, yes. Everybody in the family needs it, because everybody in the family's brains have been knocked askew emotionally, and everybody needs to get back to homeostasis before they carry on. When we apply this in family therapy, it helps everything. Helps everything.
Now, you had a you had a thing on with your website where you have a $150 for families. Family, does everybody come in together, or how does that work?
So, no, I don't know what I had on that. So that was just for addiction therapy. It's a group session or family session. So typically,
okay,
our best rate for neurofeedback is $2,500 for 30 sessions.
Okay.
Which is really amazing.
That's really amazing. And for veterans, we drop that to $1,800 for 30 sessions for any veteran.
Wow.
I'd love to have you talk a little bit about why you care about veterans.
Well, I'm retired Navy. I retired in 2001, right as 9/11 and the ensuing war started to happen. And I felt pretty powerless when I got out because of the addiction rates. I mean, I spent my last 4 years in the Navy learning how to be an addictions therapist and program manager. And that's when I really first started discovering that we weren't doing a very good job of it. And so I've spent the last 20 years trying to figure out how to do a better job of it. When I figured out how to do addictions, it so happens that the same brain training techniques that we use for addictions really work on PTSD, like nothing I've ever seen. And typically, I mean, truthfully, I don't think our veteran, I know that our Veterans Administration likes neurofeedback and other brain rehab measures because they've produce the most research on it and are very favorable to it, but they don't have enough people doing it, and they don't have enough people know how to do a good job of it. The training on it typically takes a good seasoned practitioner, clinician, somebody with mental health background, about a year to 2 years to really master it. But once it's mastered, it's really applicable. Like I said, so I've mastered it, I've been certified in it. And we can, at our clinic, we can do 50 to 60 sessions a day if we can get to that volume. We've set it up so we can do a lot of neurofeedback cheaply and help people really easily and functionally to get their brains back.
Well, I'm really excited about your work. We definitely want to get people there because we know we can help them, their families, and our community. You had a question, Robin?
I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, one thing that's really great about Dr. Dawn is, you know, it can work with anxieties, ADHD, PTSD, panic disorders, addictions, depression, sleep, autism. So there's just a really great opportunity for, you know, anything and everything that, you know, when it comes to just a sense of new awareness for, you know, how you're doing your patterns and how you can be supporting yourself and your loved ones, like you're saying, you know, with these different things. One thing you had talked about that I wanted to touch on real quick, too, is a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these things could be triggered or have happened because of brain injuries. And you've done a wonderful conversation about that, and one that you had with your website. That, you know, it could be when you're little and you whacked your head or something and you don't even know that you did it. And
never
so
and
it's something that can create an addiction, which I thought was really fascinating, that you don't even know it happens. So love you to talk about that a little bit.
Right. Well, so anything, like any kind of trauma, whether it's a psychological trauma, especially in childhood, and physical trauma, especially traumatic brain injury, can rewire the brain. The brain has to change its adaptation and its cycle. Where pain is involved, then it's usually an opioid receptor site that get overactive or overstimulated. And if drugs are introduced young because of a pain injury, then that creates an addictive cycle. But there's a huge link between traumatic brain injury and ADHD, and another huge link between ADHD and addictions, all forms of addictions. And it's really, once you start understanding the brain and how the brain works, it really makes perfect sense why those things are related. is that the ADHD is typically your impulse control. So people with ADHD can't say no to a drug of choice because that's where their brain sends them almost every time. When we change the balance of that, people get their impulse control back. They can think through the processes that they're going to go through if they relapse or if they use again. So it brings cognition back into the picture. Just balancing the brain waves typically reduces most of the relapse symptoms in the first year, helps people to restore sleep, which is a huge problem with people in recovery. Sleep disturbances we see last 18 months, sometimes 2 years before people's sleep patterns. And if you can't sleep, then so many functions of brain health are impacted just by that alone. So those are the things that brain training typically restores. Restores sleep really easily and then restores the balance between our emotional reactivity center and where we think and where our spirituality we think is, which is in our prefrontal cortex, right? So, for example, we think part of spirituality is a moral compass, right? That's all prefrontal right area. So people with prefrontal right damage, cortex damage to the right front part of their brain will have moral problems. They'll lie, cheat, steal without any compulsion to it, without any moral sense that it's a wrong or right thing to do. So you see that in addiction, but you also see that in sociopath, you know, in criminal activity, in all kinds of areas in our lives, right? So the underlying personality stuff that we see really starts to relate to how the brain is functioning. And when we can get the brain functioning better, most of that stuff starts. Here's how my clients describe it. This is the amazing thing that my clients describe it. They say, it's like my brain stops going to 911.
Oh, wow.
And starts going to 411.
Love that.
That's neat. Yeah, I love that too. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and when it goes to 411, I can figure it out. Oh, okay, this is what's going on with it. Okay, no problem. I don't have to go down that road anymore.
Right, right. So I have a question. When it comes to the biofeedback, you were talking about these Malibu things where they're doing all these different other kinds of forms of, you know, mental practices and stuff with Tai Chi and all that kind of stuff. Does the when you're doing the brain, the biofeedback, are the thought patterns and things like that starting to go into, like, the normal patterns you would see with people who are meditators?
So the protocol that we've used a lot for addictions and post-traumatic stress disorder is called alpha theta. And alpha theta helps to control the relationship between theta. I'm going to go back into a little back history with this because it's really good information to know. So theta is in our limbic system and our emotional reactivity center. And alpha is in our prefrontal cortex, our cognition and our empathy and compassion, right? So in theta, in the limbic system, there's this memory system that's a biological memory, right? And that biological memory is linked in another part of the brain to sensory memories, right? So for the biological memory in the limbic system, for the addict, is how good it felt at a biological level. For the PTSD survivor, it's how bad it felt at the biological level. Right? Mm-hmm. And those memories are linked to the sensory memories of the sight, sound, events that were going around us at the time. So every time I have one of those sensory memories, it triggers the limbic system and increases theta in the limbic system, right? So earlier I said energy in the brain is a zero-sum game. So when energy in the theta in the limbic system goes up, it takes energy away from alpha in the prefrontal cortex. So here my limbic system is on fire. My emotional reactivity center is on fire. And the part of my brain that controls that and regulates that is taking a nap. So just changing that relationship, just changing that alpha-theta relationship helps to calm people's limbic system and gives them the cognitive strength to think through the situation, right? So the first experimenter who went and found out about this, his name is Brown, Eugene Brown, 1960s, went over to India and hooked up and listened to the brains of Zen yogi masters and found that this is the rhythm that they produce pretty consistently, is a good stable relationship between alpha and theta. And mm-hmm. so that led us down to understanding how to help alcoholics recover and people with PTSD to recover is hooking up the Zen masters and figuring out how they produce their brain waves.
Well,
that's really cool. Yeah, because just knowing that, you know, I've been a meditator for, 45 years.
That's right.
So when you were talking, when you're like looking at the wave, that being able to be the witness of something as opposed to being caught up in it, like being in the wave instead of watching the wave, you know, that's
exactly.
Exactly. And being able to have something where you've got that separation for yourself. So you, like you're saying, you know, I can be making, you know, moment to moment choices instead of feeling like I'm caught up in a situation I don't have control in, which is really interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So how was it fun? You said it was really fun. How was it really fun to get biofeedback?
So it's fun because it's easy. So I've been a therapist for a long time, and honestly, therapy is grueling, trying to help people to mm-hmm. discover themselves. Mm-hmm. When their limbic systems is aroused or their cognitive strength is out the window is very difficult, right? And that's what we typically see in addictions, but on both the individual user and the family side. It messes people's heads up really bad, right?
Oh, God,
and
yes.
So it's fun to see people's systems calm down after 2 sessions, after 3 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a young man that we took in last month, and he was very skeptical. He had a traumatic brain injury when he was 13, I think, and it skewed him off. He's 23 now. So very skeptical. This won't work for me. I've tried everything. 3 sessions later, he's in there with a full smile on his face coming in for more sessions because it's working for him. He says, this is amazing. I never thought, right? And so person after person that we do this with, it's amazing. So that's fun. I mean, that's what I got into the addictions and mental health field to begin with, was to really help people. So now it's easy. For us, it's easy. I mean, we took a lot of training and experience to get where we're at, but it's really fun to be able to see we're really hooking somebody's brain up to a computer and showing them what their brain is doing, and their brain is taking that information and using it to its best purpose to find its best rhythms and operate consistently. So it's really a cool process. And I've been doing it. We've been doing it for several years now, and it never ceases to amaze me.
Mm,
it never ceases
cool.
to amaze me to see the transformation people go through in such a little period of time, especially as compared to the work I used to do where it takes years and years and years.
You know, and I'm betting that people can be in joy more and be in humor more when their brain is relaxed.
Oh, absolutely. Everything changes for them. Our motto on the website is train your brain, change your life. Because mm-hmm. just like you do if you've got diabetes, okay, you've got some decisions to make. I'm going to not change, in which case I'll continue to take insulin and have multiple health problems appearing every year. Or I can change my lifestyle and start training my body and my brain to a different lifestyle, right? So same thing applies with good brain health.
Brilliant.
If we want to not have Alzheimer's when we're 90, then when we're 40 and 50, we need to be taking some activities to train our body and our brain to not have Alzheimer's.
Brilliant.
And it's possible.
I totally believe that. I'm so honored, to support you and what you're doing, because it's going to change everything. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I want you to talk about your Veteran Brain Rehab Retreat Center and the work you're doing.
Super. Yeah, so several years ago, I was blessed to buy a purchase, a real estate-owned property up in Mount Charleston, and it was distressed, and it's been a journey, but I've taken the house. It's now a 6,500-square-foot residence. We're going to be able to have up to 10 veterans at a time up there in residence for 1 to 3 months at a time. doing nothing but helping to train their brain, to get their brains healthy and help them overcome the hidden wound that we don't see very often of post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and post-concussion injury. Some of the things that we now know we can treat and help to reconstruct and rehabilitate the brain. We're using really good nutrients, really good phytonutrients or micronutrients that help to oxygenate the brain and restore its neurochemistry balance naturally and holistically, and doing neurofeedback. And we see amazing results in our outpatient clinic, where we have, like I said, a special discount, but we're really excited to be able to get this home prepared to receive our veterans by next year. So we're affiliated with 22 Warriors here in Las Vegas, and with Life After Active Duty here in Las Vegas have been helpful in sponsoring us. And we are looking for volunteers, both in materials and in help, in order to finish this house within the next 9 months.
Well, I'm excited to help you with that.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah, very exciting.
So how can people get a hold of you, Dr. Don, if they are interested in getting to the program? I would like for you to talk about your meetups as well. You've got meetups that you're doing a couple times a month.
Yeah, we have a once a month. Our next meetup is October 16th, once a month on a Monday. I do a free lecture on good brain health at our at the Las Vegas Neurofeedback Center, 6867 A West Charleston. Our Google Voice, our office phone number is 702-850-0033. And our website is, was talked about earlier, is LV Neurofeedback, NeuroFeedback.com, LasVegasNeurofeedback.com. And I'm Dr. Don Possen, POSSON, and a Google search will find me as well. Although there's a guy with the same name, he's a cousin of mine, who's a civil engineer out on the East Coast. So,
so make sure you've got the right guy here. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's funny.
I've been getting his LinkedIn contacts, people finding me, looking me, and they're PEs. I know what a physics engineer is. Yeah.
How funny. Well, and we'll make sure that, the links for the website and a couple of your YouTubes and stuff like that, we'll make sure to put them on at the transformation-cafe.com. So we'll have that on there.
Super.
So I'm going to be, like I said, I'll be out there on October 13th for a vet event, and love to hopefully meet you and come and see the facility. I look forward to that. Maybe I can sit in a chair and get some biofeedback. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Go have some fun with the biofeedback machine. Yeah, that'll be great stuff.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to talk to you. Yeah, and you know what? I'd love to have you come back. And yeah, I'd love for us to do another show on just the nutritional components of a good for healthy brain.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll definitely have Dr. Todd back. All right, well, thank you, everybody. We thank you for our audience, and as always, thank you, Miss Amy, for joining me and having this be such a great show. We'll talk to you later, and thanks for joining us here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information,